a lot of it is the mindset. You know, you have to believe that it is possible for you. Like, you really have to believe it with your core.
This podcast does not constitute medical advice. All changes surrounding medications, diet, and exercise should be made in consultation with a professional who can assess your unique health circumstances.
Welcome to the Rheumatoid Solutions Podcast with Clint Pattison, helping you to live an easier, healthier, and happier life.
Boy, do we have a transformational story for you today. My guest is Alicia, and she lives in Vancouver in beautiful Canada. Her transformational story is going to uplift and inspire. She is doing fantastic, and she's going to walk us through it today. G'day, Alicia. How are you going?
Hi, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Great. So we've spoken for a couple of minutes before we've started here. We did speak several years ago before you began on your mission towards wellness. Mm-hmm. Tell us, how do you compare today to how you were before in a brief snapshot?
Sure. Right before I found your protocol, I was medicated on, I think, four or five different medications, methotrexate, prednisone, Plaquenil, sulfasalazine, having to go and get my blood checked and organs checked monthly and my eyes checked, and really gnarly experience, as you share. And I have been pain and medicated free for over 5 years now.
That's just incredible. So everyone's going to be leaning in right now and saying, please tell us, what processes did you go through? What was your journey like? Mm-hmm. So just to clarify, it was rheumatoid arthritis diagnosis. When did this begin? If you've been off all those meds for 5 years, then presumably you've had this for some time. Walk us back to the beginning and the diagnosis and how this came on.
Yeah, sure. I got diagnosed shortly after I had my son, who's about 10 now. And it started when I was actually, it got triggered by a fall. Actually, I was holding my son in the garage and I slipped and I fell and I twisted my arm and was trying to block his head. And then I woke up the next day, like, I fell on my shoulder, and I woke up the next day with a pain in my shoulder, which, normal, I fell. But then over the next few weeks, that pain started moving to my other shoulder, down to my knee, down to my foot, and just ping-ponging all the way through my body. And I was just like determined, like, no, this happened from a fall, because that's really when it started. And so, you know, people were suggesting maybe it's arthritis. I'm like, no, I fell. And now this pain is just like, I don't know what's happening. I remember my finger got so swollen, like really, really fat. And I went to the hospital and, you know, they did x-rays and of course couldn't find anything. And, you know, eventually it took about a year to get the diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis and the constant pain. And I was not willing to receive that diagnosis at all, as I know that you can relate to. And it's been a journey. Like, I remember going to my doctor and saying, you know, I'm going to heal my body naturally. I knew when I got the diagnosis, I'm like, no, I'm not keeping it. This is not for me. But the doctor was, you know, patient with me, but adamant that, you know, I have to manage my expectations and get prepared for something not so great. So
you're a practitioner of Cambo and some other sort of natural sort of healing methods, which you're going to teach us and explain to us shortly. Mm-hmm. Did that come about because of your health journey, or did this sense of wanting to be natural and to have this sort of spiritual side and a healing sort of aspect always exist in you?
That's a great, great question. So I am very ethereal and I live in a very spiritual way, and I have a relationship with divine, spirit, God, whatever. And you know, I found your program. I was about to be put on biologics and I didn't want to be injecting my body with any medications. The methotrexate wasn't working. The only thing that took the pain away was the prednisone. I didn't want to be medicated at all. And at some point I had started taking CBD to just whatever, anything natural, you know, and I started Googling healing my body with CBD. But the night before I started Googling that, I had literally prayed to God. I said, please, God, show me how to heal my body naturally. And I started Googling how to heal your body with CBD and I found you. And without a doubt, I knew that you were what I was praying for. And I signed up for your program without question. I was like, this is it. This, I saw your TED talk. That was it. And so to go circle back to your question about Campbell and finding, you know, the natural remedies, I think of, we're all innately spiritual. We're spiritual beings. And, you know, when I look back at this diagnosis, I can recognize it was my spirit calling me back to self-love in order to heal my body so that I eventually found this path that I'm currently on. Now, I did get introduced to Campbell while I was sick, but I wasn't open to receiving it. When they told me what to expect, how it was administered, what your body is going to experience, essentially it's applied through superficial burns on the skin and you're vomiting in a bucket. And my mind was like, no, thanks. I'll figure this out on my own. And I found you, but that little Campbell seed had been planted. But I really healed my body through following your protocol. And I found my way back to Campbell and Bufo and the medicines that I work with after I had healed my body from following what you offer.
Right. Interesting. Yep. Yep. Thank you for that clarification. Okay. So back to your story then. You've been faced with the prospect of biologic drugs after you've already been on the standard disease-modifying drugs of methotrexate, plaquenil, mm-hmm. sulfasalazine, and you're also taking prednisone, and then you've started the program. Now, how big of a shift was this, being a plant-based elimination diet with lots of exercise and so huge. On? I mean, huge, yeah? Right. So, talk us through the adaptation of that.
I had actually started exercising right before I found your program. And what I noticed is that, and I had shifted my diet a little, but I was definitely a meat eater, like lots of, you know, carbs and meat for lunch and dinner, and veggies weren't my favorite thing. Like I, you know, and, but I did notice that when I moved my body, I had more movement. So the exercise was, you know, it was easy for me to implement that because it was helping my body move. And I remember because I did do that praying and found you, I didn't, you know, the switching from eating the way that I was to following the plant-based was not an option for me because I literally prayed and had, my answer was right here. And so, you know, I remember going to a restaurant. We have this restaurant, White Spot in Canada. And I remember going for my last supper. As I was mentally preparing, like I'd signed up for your thing and seen the protocol, I'm like, all right, like it's either be medicated and possibly crippled for the rest of my life or this answer that I was literally praying for and you showed up the next day. So for like, I remember going to dinner with my friend and being like, I'm going plant-based tomorrow, like, and eating my last supper and my burger and diving straight into it. And the elimination diet really helps me stay, and your podcast really helped me. It was like the glimmer of hope. You know, I remember driving to work in the pain and fatigue and the side effects from the medicines and just holding on to hope, you know, and listening to your podcast was huge for me. And I'd listen on my way to work, on my way back from work. I was working in the school board at the time, and it was a transition, but it was also not an option in my head. Which the food part for a lot of people is really tricky. It's really tricky. I've spoken to a lot of people who knew that I was on this path and asked me how to do it and who had been suffering with rheumatoid arthritis for years. And the moment I said it's a food related issue, they weren't interested.
Yeah. And we serve our business only a very small percentage of the rheumatoid market because, mm-hmm. just as you said, mm-hmm. there is a incredible vast number of people with the condition who do not want to make adjustments to the way they live and want to defer all responsibility for symptom management to the pharmaceutical. Now, that's just a different approach, neither right nor wrong, but I resonate with you. I resonate with the community that we have the mindset, why not do as much as we can that we can influence our, that we can influence to keep symptoms at an absolute minimum, and therefore we only need the smallest amount of drug because we're healthier. So that's, but it's just a different approach. So now, you know, you with the multiple medications and you've switched to fully plant-based, what was your experience going through that period? What happened?
I mean, it was full of highs and lows for sure. You know, I have a pretty strong connection to my intuition and trust, like my ethereal spiritual realm. And so because I did that praying, I and also when I got that diagnosis, I knew that I was going to heal my body naturally. And so when I asked for help and you showed up, it was, for me, it was a no-brainer. It was like, this is the answer. I know it. I know it in every ounce of my being. And so, you know, for me, the dedication and the commitment and the consistency was just, it was a thing. But like, there were days that, and of course I have friends and family that are like, Alicia, like, this is never, you're going to have to come to the realization you're going to be sick for the rest of your life. What if it doesn't work? Like I had all the naysayers around me and I had to like push them away and just focus on your podcast, which was a blessing. Like it really was. But I remember waking up days just like, is this the quality of my life? I can't live like this. This cannot. How can anybody live in this much excruciating pain? I can't live like this. So I had many, many, many hopeless days, many, many days where I would cry and be in bed and, you know, forget that I can heal my body. And I think a lot of it is the mindset. You know, you have to believe that it is possible for you. Like you really have to believe it with your core. And I did, even on those hopeless days, like it was still somewhere in there. And then somebody had talked to me about the language also, saying my rheumatoid arthritis, you kind of own it instead of the rheumatoid arthritis or the diagnosis, you know? So you're not embodying that or owning that or identifying with that.
Really insightful. For example, when I set goals for myself, I like to completely avoid using any of the words that are associated with the disease. So I like to say things like, my joints feel smooth and cold and wonderful to move. Notice, like in the past, many people may have remembered me, I used to have the mantra pain-free, drug-free, full of massive energy. So we kind of get away with that because the word pain's right at the start. And by the end of it, the brain has connected more with the energy and the upliftiveness of the rhythm of it, right? But but for the most part, yeah, my refined mission for myself is for smooth, cold joints, joints. Okay. So this sends a message of health and not like you say, sort of owning anything in the future associated with pain. And one thing you mentioned before that told me that you thought like this immediately was this beautiful phrase that you said right at the start. It was very quick, easy to miss, but you said, I'm not keeping this. What a beautiful expression. Give us some more sort of meaning behind that expression.
I don't even know that it was a conscious thing. You know, like it took a really long time to get diagnosed, you know, and because I had associated this pain with, you know, a reaction from falling, I think it was easier for me to recognize, like, this doesn't make sense. You know, the the connection of why my body is hurting doesn't make sense. And I think it was just an automatic, no, this doesn't belong to me. Like it felt like a passenger coming through. And again, in the hippie woo-woo mindset that I can find myself in, coming out of that depth of the mud, like the pain, the excruciating, hopeless days of, you know, many, many intrusive thoughts and hopelessness. Like looking back, I know that like your program, the movement of my body, the taking care of, you know, believing in myself and my ability to heal my body was the beginning of me learning how to love myself, you know, and, you know, if you, I just heard a statistic that 80% of women are the people that are infected with autoimmune. And a lot of that, if you listen to Gabor Mate, is about being in marriage and self-abandoning. And there's a lot of, you know, links to ailments and trauma in the body. And I've had a very, very traumatic life. And so to kind of link that into what was being held into my body, it really makes sense. And so to recognize that, you know, that disease arrived in my body or developed in my body for a reason and a purpose. And I know that can be hard to hear when you're like in the midst of your pain, but you know, I really believe that, you know, these ailments are our spirits telling us, hey, we need attention. Something in here needs attention.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a deep topic there. And there's a lot to talk about. We could consume our hour just on that, but I also want to go back to your story. So let's go back to the story. How I want to hear about when pain started to come down for you and also when the meds started to come down for you. So talk us through that whole part of your journey.
When you say when the meds came down for me, like when I stopped taking them?
Yeah. So obviously that follows with pain reduction. We don't just suddenly drop the meds out of disdain normally, unless you did. but you can tell us. I mean, it's your story. There's no right or wrong, yeah?
Well, I was pretty adamant that I didn't want to be medicated. Like I was pretty went to my doctor. Nope, I don't want to be medicated. I don't want to be medicated. And I remember going to a naturopath at first because, you know, I was going to heal my body naturally. Whatever she gave me set my body on fire to the point where I ran to my doctor and I said, I need something. I want to die. This is too painful. And that's when I found, that's when he prescribed prednisone, which was like a miracle. Like it took all the pain away. And then I got the referral to the rheumatologist and started the medication. And the only thing that helped with the pain was the prednisone. Anytime I tried to get off the prednisone, there was still a very large, significant amount of pain. So even with the methotrexate or the sulfasalazine or the Plaquenil, all the pain was still, it was still there. And, you know, I remember trying to taper off the prednisone many times and just having this excruciating amount of pain and frustration because it just felt like nothing was working and like this was going to be my life. And it felt like, man, you know, like, you know, I remember the first rheumatologist going in there and saying, hey, I'm going to heal my body naturally and I want you to help me. And he just essentially rolled his eyes at me and laughed at me. And I went back and told my doctor, I don't want to work with that guy. He's, you know, whatever. But and I said the same thing to my new rheumatologist. And although he was quite patient with me, he still had the same kind of, no, this is it. Like, you know, so it's unfortunate, you know, that the doctors are not necessarily trained in I want to say health and more pain, you know, management with prescriptions. I want to say I was on your elimination diet for 2 months and I was still medicated during that time. And I was working for the school district and I remember trying to come off. I can't remember when I found your, well, it was a couple months anyways. And I was trying to come off during work and I couldn't because the pain was too excruciating. So I was calling in sick all the time and I'm like trying to manage going to work and coming, not taking the meds, trying to all juggle all these different aspects. And I remember around spring break and I tried to taper off the medications, but it was too painful. And then, and I know your teachings are like, do it with your doctor and taper off. And by the time spring break came, I just told myself, And I think by this point I had connected to a couple of those people off your podcast and checked in with their story. And I just said, I'm doing this. I'm letting go. I'm going to trust. I know I'm going to be in pain for a little while, but I'm not taking these medications anymore. And I stopped. And I gave myself that spring break time to really just allow the pain and the detox from the medication to be what it was. And then I guess it would have been after around 2 months of following that elimination diet and listening to those two people that weren't necessarily following your program, but following a whole food plant-based diet. Then I started reincorporating the food shortly after that. And I want to say it took about a total of 6 months to even out from, you know, finding your program, getting off the meds, going into whole food plant-based and finding my balance of no pain and complete movement.
Wow. 6 months. Yeah. See, I want that to sink in with everybody. We're talking 6 months from triple meds and steroids to pain-free, no drugs.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. All right. We want to know more. So we know that you're eating plants. Okay. So we know that. So that's a good start. There's more to it, though. There is more to it. What else was going on? Had you at this point, I mean, you've applied at this point complete certainty and conviction that you're going to get well. Okay. We can see that from you. You're determined. I can see it in your face. When you want to achieve something, there's nothing's going to stop you. Right? Mm-hmm. I can see that. Mm-hmm. You've also discredited the diagnosis because you've said, it came about when I fell and hurt my shoulder. Therefore, this is somewhat of a mistake for me. It's almost like, I don't believe that this has come about through conventional means. And therefore, it's almost like you've got an escape route because it came about through an accident. Therefore, it's not meant to be. Yes?
Maybe. You know? Like kind of, yes, when you're saying it back. Yes, and I also and I also can recognize the amount of trauma that I've been through. So it also makes sense that this accumulation of energy could have just been triggered and opened up from that fall, you know? So there's lots of aspects. And I just want to say, like, hearing you say, you know, I got off these three meds and the steroids, just hearing you reflect that back to me, you know, it's been so long that I've been pain-free and medicated that sometimes I forget that I was even sick, which is a freaking gift to have, you know? And to hear you say that, I was like, oh, it's like this strength in my heart and in my solar plexus that just kind of lights up with, wow. Oh, yeah. Because that suffering, like, it's excruciating suffering. Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt. You have absolutely managed to jump out of an inferno and survive. Okay. So I want to chip away at you and to find some more things, because a lot of people are doing the diet and they are certain that they're going to get well, and at least that, you know, that they're working at it with complete conviction. Clearly, the spiritual side and the mental side is a big part. But what else can you tell us? Were you exercising? Did you start this new practice of Cambo? What else was going on? There's more. I want to learn more.
So I definitely was. I was exercising. I was doing some cardio. I think even before I found your program, or right around the same time that I found your program, or maybe just before. And I did notice that when I moved my body, you know, I would not be able to lift my shoulders, and then I'd start to exercise, and all of a sudden I had more mobility because of the blood flow in my body. I think I had started doing that actually before I had found you. So that I did notice as a shift. So the movement was for sure. And I had shifted my diet. I'd started this MLM multi-level marketing dieting thing, and it was incorporating more vegetables and stuff. And so I didn't put the link that the food was also helping. So I think there was some of that already taking place before I found you. And then when I found you, I did dive deep into the hot yoga for sure. I was doing that, and Just even being in the heat. I think I was very much in ketosis for the 2 months I was doing the elimination diet. I was always freezing. So going into the hot yoga room always felt really good. And so, yeah, the exercising and was definitely a big part as well. Yeah.
Okay. What other spiritual practices or mindset practices, stress reduction practices were you doing at the time?
Oh, at the time, I, other than really having just complete faith and surrender that your program was it, I think that was most of it. I wasn't super spiritually connected. Yeah, I mean, I was, but also disconnected. I wasn't consciously spiritually connected, if that makes sense. It wasn't until like I started getting better. Like I got introduced to Cambo. It was a no for me at the time. And, you know, it, a couple of years later, I must have been starting to feel better. At least within a year, that's when I started to revisit, what is this Cambo thing? What is this? You know, Cambo had started calling me, but I actually didn't start working with it until the beginning of the pandemic. That's when I really got called into this work. And by that time, I'd already been, it's been a few years that I haven't felt pain or been medicated. Okay. So my spiritual practice didn't come into play until years later.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to take the microscope off you for trying to pick at this even more for more things. It sounds like this massive change of diet has led to massive change in the functionality of your body, mm-hmm. that you did better when you moved from the elimination process onto a whole food plant-based diet when there's lots of diversity, so that we feed lots of different strains of bacteria in the bowel. Therefore, through a collaborative way, they are able to create more short-chain fatty acids and heal not just the leaky gut, but also provide the production of more mucus to protect the gut from ongoing damage. So it sounds like that has played a major role, including the reduction of oxidative stress. Plus you were doing some hot yoga at the time. You'd already been exercising and you had complete conviction that this was going to be your mission and you were going to get there. You came off the medications, which were clouding your feedback mechanisms of pain. You could tell exactly what was going on because there was nothing between the pain and your brain in terms of, you know, influencing the signals or the symptoms or anything. And whilst we both agree, that's not the conventional way. That's just, that's your story. And you were able to get it all under control. So amazing. The Cambo is interesting. We create an open loop by mentioning that. Is that something that could help our audience in terms of their rheumatoid arthritis?
Yes, it's been shown to help with many different ailments, including cancer and different viruses like HIV and herpes, as well as autoimmune, chronic fatigue, headache, lots of different physical ailments. Cambo is a medicine that comes from Peru, and it's filled with over 16 bioactive and neuroactive peptides that enter your lymphatic system and really pull out blockages, toxins, trauma, but also dark energy that our body holds on to, which can cause that stress and disease. And it's clearing it out. So it can be, you know, really, really beneficial. And having Katie here and to see her shifts in mind-body connection after Cambo has been so beautiful for her, because she's had it for so long, the juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. And so she had some big shifts.
Yeah. Let me just explain to our audience. So the way that we connected on it recently is because Katie, who's been on our podcast 3 times now, once providing her improvements on the Patterson program, twice coming on to explain that years after doing the Patterson program, she then represented, I think, on a national level at Bikram Yoga. So like incredible when she was compared to being in a wheelchair when she was a kid. And then also coming on a third time to do an episode all about the wrists and how she's improved her wrists with different physical therapy. So you can go and look through the archives of our podcast and listen to Katie's episodes. And so Katie has connected with Alicia because Katie was looking for a Cambo practitioner, and lo and behold, you two have connected. So Katie came to see you, you're saying, and she went through your teachings and your training. How's she doing from that in terms of response?
There is a one to two year protocol to work with autoimmune, and it'll differ depending on whether you're trying to maintain, you know, an even keel versus really shed it from your body. And so when Katie came, we just, that was our first, you know, first time working together. And so, yeah, it's, it is a very intense medicine when you experience it. It's short lived. It's only, you know, we're on your body for about 15 to 20 minutes, but the intensity can, it can feel very overwhelming, but it is a beautiful and profound medicine to heal, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
Wow. Okay. Whilst we're on this topic, why don't, if you're interested in, of course, in having people reach out to you on this, if they want help in this area, is that something you'd like to share, your business contact details, if people want to go through this process with you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm on some social media, well, all the Instagram and TikTok, I think, as Sapo Spirit. So Sapo means toad in Spanish. And in Peru, they didn't have another word for frog, so they also called Cambo, which is comes from a frog, Sapo. But I also work with a toad medicine, which is Sapito. Anyways, that one comes from Mexico. So Sapo Spirit is on Instagram and TikTok as well. So people
are wonderful. Yeah, Instagram is where we more recently connected to. So, okay, awesome. Let's try and wrap up with some words of wisdom from Alicia. Mm. Can you, let's say you've got someone sitting in front of you, they're trying hard, they're doing a lot of the right things. They've still got some symptoms. They're still worried about their future. What would you say to them? What would be some insights that really helped you to, you know, to get to where you are now?
I would definitely, you know, if it was somebody, I would always recommend them to you, because you were such a profound shit. Like, you, I always tell people, you saved my life, like really saved my life. The quality of life I had after following your program was, I mean, I'm pain and medicated free, which is huge, you know. Cambo is also a support. Mindset is huge. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Dr. Joe Dispenza. That is somebody that I refer. I've referred to Katie, but I think that people, he talks about visualization, you know, going into this void and coming back into your body anew. Bufo is very much like that. It can create a near-death experience so that you can come back into your body anew. So that's what, another medicine that I work with. So there are things, and just holding on to that hope, that belief. Like, our mind is so powerful. And to circle back to what you were saying about the language, about the cold joints, it's our subconscious holds that, you know? So it's reprogramming our subconscious brain with you know, that positive reframe from how your, what your mantra was versus what it is now, I think is huge, you know. And mindset is a powerful tool. Like, our bodies were innately designed to heal themselves. They really were. And so when we can tune in and tap into and believe in that, it's a game changer. And it doesn't mean that that's going to be consistently happening every day, because there are highs and lows and moments of belief and moments of discouragement. That's life. But just to, you know, hold on to that trust and faith and surrender.
Yeah. What do you think's been the greatest thing to come out of going through what you went through with rheumatoid?
Finding my path to work with the medicines that I work with, to be able to help people heal their mind, body, and spirit, whether it's physically or mentally, spiritually, emotionally. I can absolutely see that diagnosis was leading me here to what I do now. So that's been huge for me. And it's a blessing to witness people heal.
You hope that people take away most from what you've shared today?
hope. Hope that it is possible, you know, really hope, because it is a scary thing to be chronically sick, you know, and that chronic pain and other ailments, chronic fatigue, the chronic part of being sick really messes with our mental health, whether it's depression, anxiety, other mental health issues that arrive. So just hope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Alicia. This has been really awesome. So really appreciate you sharing your story with us, and congratulations. And just, it's also so wonderful that you help people who are also, you know, needing some assistance in the way that you do, which is very unique, very, very unique. So congratulations, and keep being so amazing and like a bright shining star.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for the work that you do. Really saved my life. And I'm forever grateful and forever sing your praises. So yes, thank you.
Thanks for listening to Rheumatoid Solutions. If you'd like to get more help to live an easier, healthier, and happier life, visit rheumatoidsolutions.com.